Excerpts from the interview. A frank discussion with someone who knows her. Interviewer D. So, you know Linda well?
Interviewee S. I know Linda is a very troubled person.
Interviewer D. May I ask, how long you have known Linda?
Interviewee S. I have known Linda since high school. She was 1 year behind me in school.
Interviewer D. Was Linda always someone with troubles? Or did her problems begin later in life?
Interviewee S. She had problems early in life. As she got older, they got worse. Her mother died. After that, she seemed to have mental problems. Tony got rid of Linda.
Interviewer D. Over the years, was Linda able to maintain close ties with her family? Donnie and Barbara and other relatives? Or did they distance themselves from her too?
Interviewee S. No, not really. She stole from them too. And they, more or less, washed their hands of her. She stole from her grandma too. She is just a thief. She was in a car accident and had her grandma with her. She stole money from her gram's purse at the hospital.
Interviewer D. Are you saying Linda was driving the car?
Interviewee S. Yes. Graham was in the back seat. Graham moved to York with Linda's sister, Barb. Do you know where Linda is?
Interviewer D. I know exactly where Linda is. She is in jail.
Interviewee S. What happened now?
Interviewer D. It should be no surprise to you, knowing her as well as you do. Fraud, forgery. Paper crimes. Drugs as well. Credit card schemes. Bank fraud. You name it.
Interviewee S. I feel sorry for her. She should have gotten help a long time ago. That's just some of the same stuff as before. She is mentally ill. They should have locked her up a long time ago.
Interviewer D. Would you say people would consider her to be dangerous or violent? Would you say there are people out there who are afraid of her?
Interviewee S. We live in a small town here. Everyone knows everybody and their business. You just never know what Linda will do next. She really had no friends. She took advantage of everyone, so we all steered clear of her. Her own family were victims. She ruined the family name. The whole family had to move out of town. That is why Linda never came back here. Everyone knew her. She feels no remorse. While she is stealing from one person, she is trying to work a plan for the next person. Everyone held on to their purses when she was around.
Interviewer D. She seems to lack a conscience. Do you recall, over the years, did Linda have any relationships with anyone other than Tony? Do you recall any rumors surrounding Linda and a possible relationship with a local state trooper at Troop C?
Interviewee S. Was the cop Frank Muto?
Interviewer D. Not to my knowledge. Want to take another guess?
Interviewee S. I can't remember.
Interviewer D. Okay. Here's a hint anyway. Initials. MC.
Interviewee S. Max Camp?
Interviewer D. Max knows Linda. Correct?
Interviewee S. Everyone knows Linda. Especially the cops. This is a small town.
Interviewer D. Would you like to hear another interesting fact about our little friend?
Interviewee S. Oh yes.
Interviewer D. In June 2000, Linda escaped from jail. Interviewer D. There are predators out there, like Linda. Her kind of predator knows how to get past most people's defense systems.
Interviewee S. She is sly.
Interviewer D. Yes. Few people know exactly what she is capable of.
Interviewee S. She is used to getting what she wants, one way or another. And she doesn't care who she hurts. Like her kids, her family.
Interviewer D. She is a frightening woman. What amazes me is that she has evaded incarceration for all these years given all the criminal stuff she has done.
Interviewee S. She stole from her grandmother after she wrecked her car. In the hospital. That tells you what kind of a person she is.
Interviewer D. What did she steal? Money from her purse?
Interviewee S. I think everyone feels sorry for her, one way or another. And you have to press charges for her to go to jail. That's why she has so many sob stories.
Interviewer D. So, all the people she harmed didn't press charges because they felt sorry for her?
Interviewee S. Linda wasn't hurt as bad as her Graham. Graham broke her hip. Linda went with her to the hospital with her and her Aunt Anne in the ambulance. Linda held their purses while they were being examined. Graham had money in her purse before Linda held it. Then she blamed her Aunt Anne for stealing it. So, Aunt Anne isn't very fond of her because of it. Of course, Graham knew Linda took it. She has a way about her to con people.
Interviewer D, very typical of Linda. That's her MO. Blame someone else.
Interviewee S. She always will. She is always the victim.
Interviewer D, yes. She portrays herself as being victimized. It's a convincing act in some ways. Even if you don't believe it, you believe it. She's that good.
Interviewee S. That is why Linda left town, finally. Everyone knew about her, and she couldn't tell her stories to anyone here. If you mention Linda Kerr or Linda Fernicchio in this town, everyone's ears perk up. What is she up to now? Since the Femco scandal, she is a legend in this town.
Interviewer D, do you know Linda lived in Punxsutawney for almost 3 months in the summer of 97?
Interviewee S. No, I didn't.
Interviewer D, yes, she lived at 212 West Mahoning Street. She committed a few crimes during that brief time there.
Interviewee S. That's right, by the subway. What did she do then? Anything unsolved?
Interviewer D, partially unsolved. Charges dropped because the people she robbed felt sorry for her. Interviewer D, I'm wondering. Can you recall a time when you knew Linda to be, for lack of a better word, normal? I mean, do you have recollections of socializing with her or relating to her in any way and thought there was nothing odd about her?
Interviewee S. She used to be friends with in high school. She wasn't too bad then. I can't pinpoint when she went over the edge.
Interviewer D, I do believe that after Martha died, something in Linda snapped, but I'm trying to fine-tune at what point in life she started becoming bizarre. I believe it predates Martha's passing.
Interviewee S. I think it was after she had her first baby in 1975. Martha was a wonderful person. I am sure she didn't want to think there was anything wrong with her daughter.
Interviewer D. Right. But she must have known Linda wasn't right in the head. I mean, she was her mother. Maybe Linda flipped out when Martha died because Martha may have been the only one who understands Linda. You know, forgiving. Unconditional love.
Interviewee S. I know after Martha died, there was an incident at the house, but I can't remember exactly what. I remember something about her stealing stuff from the house. She broke in. I know that is when Donnie and her had it out.
Interviewer D, Linda has assumed a number of identities over the years. I have seen documents that show different birth dates and three different SS numbers. Was Max something of a womanizer?
Interviewee S. Yes, Max liked all women.
Interviewer D, did he have any, shall we say, extramarital indiscretions?
Interviewee S. I am sure he did.
Interviewer D, and for your information, in the last few years, Linda has been convicted of 9 felonies and 5 misdemeanors. And she's about to be convicted of her 10th felony.
Interviewee S. Linda is sick. After she is through with a guy, they can't hold their heads up ever again. I felt sorry for Tony, but even more sorry for his dad. He was a very proud man, and after Femco, Dom couldn't hold his head up ever again. When Linda met Max. Interviewee, S. I am okay with talking about Linda. I found out that Linda and Max went together for a long time.
Interviewer D, is that a fact?
Interviewee, S. Definitely. She dated Max when she got out of high school.
Interviewer D, for about how long?
Interviewee, S. I really don't know. But Denny said it was for a hell of a long time.
Interviewer D, what did you think when you found out this information?
Interviewee, S. I couldn't believe that Max would be involved with someone who is so screwed up. I talked to my friend Denny. He owns the gas station that the cops hang out at. I asked him if it was true that Linda was seeing Max. Denny said yes. For quite a while. Max must have been desperate to be involved with her. Interviewee, S. Graham was afraid of Linda. Graham was really afraid of Linda. Linda had tried many times to visit Graham, but was told no.
Interviewer D. Do you think in those days, in the early 90s, Linda was seen as someone primarily with a drug problem? Or someone primarily with a mental problem?
Interviewee, S. I think she had a mental problem. Then, the drug problem. Her Aunt Anne said she stole a lot when she was younger. Her Aunt Anne blamed Martha for not getting Linda any help. Her aunt said, I blame my sister for not getting her help a long time ago.